wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha ha, I got it. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com to try for free.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
It's now 6:06. Coming up, the Dana Show with the KRMG Evening News on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. The five-day forecast with your weekend always in view. Brought to you by Dale and Lee's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Here's Fox 23 and News 102.3 KRMG. Certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
We finally got some dry weather for us to enjoy, and it's just in time for the weekend. Still a few isolated showers will be possible at least through this evening, but otherwise looking to stay mostly dry into the weekend with daytime highs back in the mid to upper 80s. I'm Fox 23 and News 102.3 KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
It's cooled off in Claremore. They have 70 degrees now, partly cloudy and 86 at Tulsa's Severe Weather Station.
Slower than normal drive on the Will Rogers Turnpike in both directions due to the rain. Visibility problem. Have a lot of water on the roadway, too. That's the same story on I-44 right around 193rd East Avenue. From the MullenPlumbing.com Traffic Center, I'm John Philbeck, News 102.3 KRMG.
I love Dana's personality. She's incredibly smart and honest.
She's very cool, very bold.
Dana does not shy away from the truth.
Now, The Dana Show with Dana Lash. Weeknights 6 to 8 on News 102.3 KRMG.
The Dana Show.
For many years as U.S. Senator, I've supported the Hyde Amendment like many, many others have. But we now see so many Republican governors denying health care to millions of the most poorest and most vulnerable Americans by refusing even Medicaid expansion. I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right. If I believe health care is a right as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code.
Oh, boy, there we go. So Joe Biden has officially held three different positions on the, well, he's changed his position three different times where it concerns the Hyde Amendment. And if you remember, the Hyde Amendment is, just to be quick with it, it's the federal law that prevents, it says it prevents taxpayer funding from going into abortions, and Planned Parenthood and its surrogates have used it as a way to suggest that, no, you're wrong when you say that taxpayers are funding abortions, but it goes into the same pot. It all goes to the same place, and it actually opens up Planned Parenthood to do more things like give money to campaigns. They wouldn't be able to give money to these campaigns had they not had, because they get $500 million a year in taxpayer funding. Do you think that if they were absent that funding, that they would be giving as much to Democrat campaigns? I mean, do people understand how this works? Welcome to the show and happy Friday. I'll be opening up phone lines here in a little while. And we'll also have later on some hate mail, although I didn't get as much this time around, which is, I'm really disappointed. Although I did get some very interesting ones. So, and I got some good mail. I got a lot of good mail. I'm going to read some of those too this week. So Joe Biden, this was yesterday when this happened. I think his campaign is in trouble. I'm going to be on Jesse Waters' show on Saturday to talk about this. I think Biden's campaign is in trouble because he was supposed to be the different candidate. You know what I mean? He was supposed to be the one who was different. He wasn't going to be as in-your-face socialist. He wasn't going to be, he was going to seem more reasonable. Because the other ones, I mean, he definitely does seem like more of a statesman than, say, you know, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, right? I mean, you would agree with that. But it is unfortunate in that the entire attraction of Joe Biden's campaign has been about him being different than all of those socialists, him appearing as a moderate, even though we know he's really not. I have to say, I am kind of surprised. I'm surprised that he has been caving so much. Do you remember back when he bent the knee to the socialists the first time around in his party? When they were going at him over certain things, and he ended up, when he said Mike Pence was a decent guy, and they railed on him on MSNBC and CNN, blasting him for suggesting that. And so he had to turn around and apologize for saying that Mike Pence was a decent guy. So that was the first time. And I remember when that happened. What did I tell you? I said, this spells trouble if it means he's going to start bending the knee to these people, these radicals that are taking over the party. Because Joe Biden was the last best hope that the ones like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer had. Now, don't misunderstand me. I think that he is a socialist. The difference in how he approaches this, and I think that because he, when you support policies that are socialist in nature and meet the definition of such as that stepping stone to communism, you have to adopt the word that is used to define exactly the system in which you believe. And the policies toe that line, the policies that he has supported. Now, him being in favor of the Hyde Amendment was one of those that he really, it was a big, you know, the big moderate tip of his cap, sort of. But he approached how he not just talked about those issues, but how he would, he was just a little craftier. They didn't put it all out there. They felt about a certain way about certain policies, but they never would come out and tell you that they felt that way about it. And they never were going to come out and explicitly endorse it like Bernie Sanders has by saying, yeah, socialism's great. Or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez by saying she's a socialist. Because they know that most of Americans don't identify as that. That word, thankfully, still righteously scares people. And it should, because it's a disaster and that kind of policies kill people. So what they've done is they've never been forthright about it, and they've always hidden it. Like, they've tried to rebrand socialism by using the word progressivism. Progressive is the new buzzword that's just simply used to define socialism. It's the same damn thing. It's the same thing. Just go and look at the policies. You can compare. Go issue by issue. It's the same thing. It's just a rebranding. And they've tried to be surreptitious about it, whereas the other ones haven't been. So Joe Biden was their last best hope. And by the way, the reason that they did that was so they could maintain control. This is about them wanting control. It's not about them feeling as though they're moving too far left. They don't have a problem with that, but they know if they do that, then they're going to lose control. So Biden was their last best chance, because there are no other candidates, folks, coming out of that party that are going to not throw it in your face or that are moderate. There are no other candidates. I told you last election, actually, what was it? I said at the 2014 election, this is the last time you're going to see moderate candidates. I said, actually, even before then, 2012, I said this is the last time you're going to see any moderate Democrats run or consider the primary. Barack Obama's 2008 race was the last time we saw a moderate in without going up against a Democrat incumbent. And it's unfortunate, but that's where the party is. They're that far left. And Joe Biden was the last one. And so now he's got trouble. Now, I told you, as I said, when he went at Mike Pence and said, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. He's a decent guy. I knew then that was going to be trouble, because his main attraction is appealing to those moderates who are still clinging to that party, thinking that, oh, they're going to pay attention to us. They're going to stop all this social justice warrior nonsense. The fact that he did this, the fact that they got him to flip three times, guys, he said earlier he didn't know if he could support it. Then he could support it. Now he just doesn't think he can support it again. That was just from last night. That was just last night. Now, his attraction is that he seemed like a moderate. And that's where his support really lies. But he's ruining that. His campaign is officially in trouble. Oh, it may not look like it just yet. It may not look like it just yet. It may not look like it when you see where he's polling, because it hasn't hit yet. It will. He's going to have to go further and further left to compete. And here's the other thing that's difficult to do. So Joe Biden has more people who support him than the other ones in the primary. But it doesn't seem that way, does it? What do you see when you turn on cable news? It's all what social media and the media want to amplify. People like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will be amplified more than Biden. Why? They're younger. They're more in tune with their socialist base. And they know how to deal with the landscape of social media better than Joe Biden. So it's going to seem as though their voices and their influence is as great as his. That's also going to be a problem. Now, he's been trying to blame his flip-flop of, well, he flip-flopped on Republicans when he should actually be blaming the base of his party. He has voted, I don't know how many times, for budgets that had the Hyde Amendment into it. I mean, what he's doing is a con. It is. It's a total con. Because somebody said, yo, Biden can run, but he doesn't hide now. They've been making fun of him. I mean, he's voted for numerous budgets that had it in there. And he's always said he's deeply religious. Here's the other question, and I'm going to come back to this. So what does that mean for the Biden Amendment? This is something that he put into, that he had pushed in 1981. It was specifying that the U.S. could not provide foreign assistance for biomedical research related to abortion or involuntary sterilization. The provision was named after Biden, and it was introduced in 1981. And the Congressional Research Service said that none of the funds, they have the PDF of it, none of the funds made available to carry out this part may be used to pay for any biomedical research, etc. So it's like the Hyde Amendment, but for foreign policy. That's what it's like. So what, does he still support that? Someone in the media needs to ask him. Because now, he's going to have to walk back on his own same named policy. Because there's a discrepancy there. And if the socialists, now watch, the socialists, if they're in any way smart, are going to capitalize on that, and they're going to blast him on it. Just wait. So one of the other things, we're going to come back to that. The House has stopped impeachment on William Barr. Interesting. They plan to vote to fight him in court, but they backed off contempt. So they've been promising to do this for I don't know how long now. New York Times was reporting that they are going to look at a different path. They're going to look at holding, they're going to look at fighting him in court, but they're not going to hold him in contempt. Because I don't know how you can hold him in contempt. The entire reason that they were wanting to do this in the first place is because they wanted him to give the small amount of redactions that were in the Mueller report that was related to ongoing grand jury cases. His job is to protect that information, and it has to remain privileged, and it cannot be released to the public. So if he were to unclassify that, then he would actually be violating federal law, and then they could hold him in contempt again. So they were playing chicken with him, ultimately. And so now they're backing down, and they're going to say, well, we can renew. We can renew some of these discussions, and we'll just look at fighting him in court on it. Well, good luck, because the law is already established where it concerns this issue. One other thing, just some of the top stories that we're looking at today. Mexico looks as though it may be making some concessions. They are starting to cave to the president's threats of tariffs. And there's a lot of very excitable headlines going on about how the tariffs are going to hurt the average American, but they're looking as though they're going to have to make major concessions in order to avoid them. We're going to talk more about that here coming up. It is Friday, so we're going to have later on, I'm going to open up some of the phone lines for you as well, and then we're also going to have some awesome mailbag of hate, and we'll get into all of that. In the meantime, our blink motion activated cameras, I like these for a number of reasons. My big thing is that they're wireless. And I like the fact that because they're wireless, you can actually put them in more places than not, obviously. I mean, the blink motion activated cameras, when you can arm each individual camera, so you can actually go into your settings, and then you can look to see if you want to arm this particular camera or not. And when one of your cameras is armed, what that means ultimately is that you can actually get sent a video clip of whatever motion has triggered that camera, and then decide if you want to act on it. Now, the Blink XT cameras that are indoor and outdoor, and they also have a talkback feature. That's the other thing. They also have a talkback feature. So you can talk back. You know, I have a friend, like I said, who has put it in her pantry, and when her son has tried to get in there, she would actually scare the crap out of him, which is kind of funny. Blink XT cameras, they're available also on Amazon, and you can find them at blinkprotect.com/Dana. Blinkprotect.com/Dana. Blink is an Amazon company and works with Alexa.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three. Tulsa Tough, all ready to roll this weekend.
Two.
Sinkholes are the latest problem associated with the flooding here in Tulsa.
One.
Top story on the KRMG Evening News with Dick Lofton. Some pretty heavy rain moving through the Tulsa area now. Looks like we'll have a nice weekend, though, and cooler temperatures next week. Fox 23 and KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl will have the forecast coming up in 10 minutes at 6:30. Right now, we have rain moving through Tulsa or the surrounding area of Tulsa, 86 degrees at 621. Todd Starnes commentary coming up in 4 minutes. More of The Dana Show with Dana Lash coming up in 5 minutes. The KRMG Evening News on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Digging into stories that matter to you.
Somebody at the White House misread the magnitude of this event.
Listen every weekday to The Brian Kilmeade Show, 9 to 11 on News 102.3 KRMG. Listen at work on KRMG.com or the KRMG app.
This happens to be National Good Car Keeping Month to promote increased safety and value through good car maintenance.
Perfect.
But no matter how well you maintain them, sometimes you need to trade up, and that's where we come in. We have over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs at Jim Norton Chevy. You want them, we got them. Here's Casey Lane.
Nearly every make and model, 4x4s, 4x2s, work trucks, play trucks, heavy-duty diesels, and more. It all adds up to the best selection of pre-owned trucks and SUVs in Oklahoma. And at Jim Norton Chevy, you can buy starting at less than 10 grand. That's less than $10,000 for a barely driven, quality pre-owned at Jim Norton Chevy.
So it's not just National Good Car Keeping Month, it's Good Car Trading Month.
That's right.
Check them all out at JimNortonChevy.com. Then hurry to the all-new Jim Norton Chevy in Broken Arrow, now open until 9. Jim Norton Chevy, exit 145 off the BA.
Chevy, find new roads.
Jim Norton Chevy.
Price plus TT and L $399 dock fee. Example vehicle 2010 Ford Fusion. Sale price $7,200. Stock number PKC069A. See dealer for details.
You're bombarded with information every day, but Fox 23 News at 9 and 10 help you make sense of it all.
Fox 23 digs into major local stories so you'll understand the newest developments and how they could affect your family.
You'll get an accurate weather forecast from the Fox 23 Severe Weather Team to help you plan your week and alert you to severe weather threats that could put your family at risk.
Finish your day better prepared for the next. Watch Fox 23 News at 9 and 10.
Covering news that matters.
Climbing a mountain, rafting a river, eating at a great restaurant. They're great experiences, but they only last a short time. But getting engaged is a special time. The start of something never forgotten. So make sure you do it with an unforgettable ring from Moody's Jewelry. At Moody's, you don't just get a diamond ring. You get an experience. The start of an adventure that lasts a lifetime. Every piece at Moody's is expertly selected for your style and budget. Make it memorable. Make it Moody's, Tulsa's most trusted jeweler. For hours and locations, please visit moodysjewelry.com.
You see that look? Must be Moody's. Moody's Jewelry. Moody's Jewelry.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Ever wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Ha ha, I got it! I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com to try for free.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. A roughed up diamond at K Jewelers. That story next.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey, guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy? Send sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hymns.com/Chris. That's 4hymns.com/Chris.
Jewelers in Statesville, North Carolina made national headlines the other day when a manager turned away a deputy sheriff because he was wearing his service weapon. The deputy had been summoned to the store to pick up an engagement ring, only to be told he would have to leave his weapon in the patrol car. The deputy explained that would be against the rules and left without the ring. We alerted our radio audience and you folks, well, you lit up social media and the telephones at K Jewelers headquarters. And I've got some good news to share. K Jewelers has apologized to the deputy and they fired the manager. The story demonstrates once again the power of this radio audience. Well done, folks. Justice served. That's this week at the Fox News Corner of the World. Have a great Friday and be sure to go to church this weekend. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Which emotions they saw by two altered images of her smile. 92% indicated that the left half displayed happiness, but they said that it wasn't a genuine because they didn't have the eyes contracted or anything like that. Or, here's my theory, it's probably maybe because people had to sit, didn't they have to sit for an inordinate amount of time for people to be, artists to be able to complete portraits? You're seriously going to hold a genuine smile for that long? I'm just saying. NBC News reports that a U.S. commander says American forces face an imminent threat from Iran. Marine General Frank McKenzie says he believes the Iranians or their proxies may, like the Houthi, may orchestrate an attack at any moment. This was yesterday evening. He said in a broadcast with NBC News, he says, quote, we continually evaluate our force posture in the region. The U.S. military has also been beefing up its presence in the region as well. This is a really weird story. So, this is a radio station, a music station in Jersey. This is a real estate sign that was from Diane Turton Realtors of Point Pleasant, New Jersey. One of their rental signs flew away during Hurricane Sandy, and it just washed up on a beach in France. It was in Bordeaux. Isn't that the craziest thing? Her sign was for a waterfront listing, so it blew away during Hurricane Sandy, and it showed up again on a beach. This German nurse that murdered 87 patients, now becoming the worst serial killer in that country's history, Niels Hogel, he would bring about cardiac arrest in patients. Cardiac arrest by injecting them with overdoses of heart medication and other drugs because he liked to resuscitate them. Sometimes he was successful, but most of the time he wasn't. 87 times he killed people doing this. And so they found this 42-year-old nurse guilty of murdering 85 patients aged 34 to 96. Wow, that is absolutely psychotic. He looked completely unremorseful in the courtroom. And a massive ladybug swarm over California actually showed up on the radar, according to the Associated Press. It looked like a huge blob on the National Weather Service's radar, but it wasn't a rain cloud. It was a massive swarm of ladybugs. Stay with us. We got a lot more in store this Friday.
This is News 1023 KRMG,
where Tulsa turns first.
For breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic.
Live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
Good evening. We have rain moving through the Tulsa area now, but still kind of warm out there. 86 degrees at 6:30. Some showers still possible this evening, isolated here and there, but we have a pretty good thunderstorm moving through now. Down to 65 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 88. Sunday looks good too. Partly cloudy with a high of 87. We tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes with the KRMG Evening News with Dick Lofton. Good evening. Number three, Tulsa Tough, ready to roll, but look out for road closures. Number two, the flooding along the streets near the Arkansas River, presenting a brand new problem for folks, sinkholes. And our top story on the KRMG Evening News with Dick Lofton, we have some rain moving through Tulsa right now, but it's the weekend, so we can check the weekend weather. Here's Fox 23 and KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
After a few more isolated showers, just a couple of storms into the forecast for this evening, we'll be drying things on out for the most part into this weekend. It should be beautiful, including for all your Tulsa Tough plans. We'll keep things mostly sunny for our Saturday, daytime highs into the upper 80s. Pretty much same deal on into our Sunday with a few more clouds and a slight chance for a few showers as we go on into the evening hours of our Sunday.
Now 6:31 on the KRMG Evening News.
drying out just in time for your weekend plans, I've got a look at how long we'll be able to keep wet weather out of the forecast. I'm Fox 23 and News 1023 KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
Still slowing a touch eastbound I-44 at the 244 merge in East Tulsa, but looking better. I'm John Philbeck.
Now more top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, Steve Burr.
The city of Tulsa is on sinkhole patrol right now as cleanup from the flood continues.
Sinkholes, you don't mess with them. If you've seen the ones on the trails, they just show up, and that's the last thing we want is the traveling public to encounter those.
City engineer Paul Zachary saying the sinkholes form from the bottom up, so crews are inspecting underground utilities to make sure that everything is solid under the streets we drive on. They're checking along the river from 11th Street and then on further south. Now that Tulsa Tough has returned to its original game plan, you'll need to watch out for road closures.
On Friday, the McNelly's Group Blue Dome Criterium starts and finishes at 3rd Street and Elgin Avenue. On Saturday, it's the Grand Fondo and Vast Bank Ace Challenge, which starts and ends at John Hope Franklin Boulevard and Elgin Avenue, along with the Red Bull Last Stand, which is taking place on MB Brady Street and Boston Avenue. And Sunday, the Grand Fondo and Double Tough Challenge will go through Gilcrease Hills and Skytook Lake on two different routes. It's a bit complicated, but you can see a full list of road closures by checking out the map at KRMG.com. Ben Morgan, News 1023, KRMG.
President Trump wants NASA to stop talking about his own plan to have the U.S. go back to the moon.
I'm Jimmy Dupree in Washington. Less than a month after pledging more money for a new mission to the moon, President Trump tweeted that NASA should not be wasting its time on a lunar mission. A few hours earlier, the head of NASA was saying something much different at a space conference.
We're going to go back to the moon sustainably.
It wasn't immediately clear if the president was making a space policy change with his tweet from aboard Air Force One.
You can read more on Jamie's blog at KRMG.com and the KRMG app.
The five-day forecast and more of the Dana Show with Dana Lash coming up. It's 6:33.
Nobody wants to be surprised with construction slowdowns.
Super important for me to know.
I need to get to and from work every day.
I plan accordingly.
KRMG gives you accurate team traffic reports every 6 minutes.
On the KRMG morning and evening news.
Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station is News 1023 and AM 740 KRMG.
Napa Know How.
Napa Auto Parts is giving you the chance to win some exciting prizes this year, including a 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4. Before you can hit the trails, first you need to visit NapaJeepGiveaway.com to register for your chance to win. To help get set with an incredible deal, Napa is offering a 26-piece screwdriver set for only $14.99. Hurry, supplies are limited. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
People seem to wander through life, but not you. You finished school, you have a job, you are succeeding in life. The best way to say that is with a stylish watch from Moody's Jewelry. There are many watches out there, but most are not made to the exacting standards of the world's best watchmakers. Stop by Moody's for your finely crafted watch from names like Tag Heuer, Omega, Luminox, Breitling, and many more. It's time to show that you're not just here, but that you've arrived. Every watch at Moody's is specially selected for your style and budget. Make it memorable. Make it Moody's, Tulsa's most trusted jeweler. For hours and locations, please visit moodysjewelry.com.
You see that look? Must be Moody's. Moody's Jewelry. Moody's Jewelry.
Attention. If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-5575. 800-279-5575. 800-279-5575.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
636, now the five-day forecast brought to you by Dale and Lee's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. The weekend always in view. Here's KRMG and Fox 23 certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
We finally got some dry weather for us to enjoy, and it's just in time for the weekend. Still a few isolated showers will be possible at least through this evening, but otherwise looking to stay mostly dry into the weekend with daytime highs back in the mid to upper 80s. I'm Fox 23 and News 102.3 KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
Yeah, we have some rain moving through the Tulsa area right now. It's moving through fairly rapidly, so it won't bother us too much longer. Right now we have 86 degrees in Catoosa, rain moving through 86 at Tulsa's severe weather station. Now, more of the Dana Show on News 102.3 KRMG.
Spanning coast to coast and all over Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
This is interesting, and I've said this at the beginning of Biden's campaign. People were very concerned. Wow, he's got a long history when it comes to crime, when it comes to bank regulations that's going to sneak up on him. And I've said his defense is always going to be, look, I grow. I could change my mind. It's not changing mine from age 40 to 42. And I think he's going to have the same Teflon feeling that Trump had. I think Democrats want him so bad because they believe he'd beat Trump that they're going to let him go. You know what? I changed my mind. So the very thing that I think a lot of the other candidates are hoping for, that there's a lot of stuff for the last 4 years is going to stick. I think this is the first inaction example of how he can gracefully pivot and voters are going to give him a pass.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's Donnie Deutsch. I don't know about that, though. But Joe Biden's official stance right now is that taxpayers, you should pay for abortions. And my response is, oh, hell no. When you buy all my guns and my ammo, I am not paying for someone else's abortion. And I think you want to talk about rioting. I think that would be a good time. I'm just not like burning buildings down like Antifa. I think that would be a good time for protests. Because this, you're forcing taxpayers to fund murder and infanticide that is used as birth control 99% of the time, according to their own statistics at Planned Parenthood. It is abhorrent. You cannot force Americans to pay for elective abortions. You cannot. I would absolutely contest that. Legally, I think everyone should contest it. I think it should be a class action lawsuit. And it should be contested legally. Hey, if Democrats want to they're always talking about Roe v. Wade. If they want to endanger Roe v. Wade, that's the way to do it. This stupidity surrounding the Hyde Amendment. First off, the Hyde Amendment, I don't know if it reduces taxpayer funding that goes towards abortion. It still all goes to the same pot. None of our tax dollars should be going to this, period. Period. That's the way you change this. We shouldn't even be having a conversation about the Hyde Amendment because our tax dollars should never go to this at all. Planned Parenthood shouldn't get a damned dime. They're a for-profit organization, and they provide a ridiculous low amount of services. There was an analysis of all of this is a couple of years ago, an analysis performed on Planned Parenthood of America, comparing the amount of services and how that they were offering to women, at least, and the amount of services that they were offering to women, and then also looking at what, for instance, community health centers do. Now, where it concerns Planned Parenthood, and look, here's the thing. No one's saying, and this is how, I have to point this out, this is how pro-abortion advocates are framing this. They're saying, well, if you don't want to pay for it, then you're making it illegal. This isn't a question of whether or not it's legal. Roe v. Wade established it as being legal. This is a question of why in the ever-loving hell do any of us have to pay for it? That's what this is a question of. You can't argue that you not being able to rob and steal from people to pay for abortions, that is preventing someone from getting an abortion. No. If you feel so strongly about it, you privately fund it. Their last annual report that they had that covered 2017-2018 showed that their attempt to their provisions of other non-abortive services have been declining significantly. They reported a decrease in a number of services. The number of breast exams and pap tests were down by over 100,000. Their cancer screenings, all the cancer screenings and prevention procedures were down by 40,000. I'm looking at the hard numbers. The well woman exams were down significantly by 15,000 from 2016 to 2017. provisions of birth control information and services, that went down by over 100,000. Their adoption referrals went down by over 1,000. Yet, they still reported record high numbers for financials. Now, how is that? And I'm looking at right now their actual report, their annual report. And if you want to go look for it, here, I'll read out the long URL for you. This is their report. It's at PlannedParenthood.org, and you can go and find their 2017-2018 annual report that lists all the number of services that they provided across the country, and it lists additionally their financial data. The financial services and financial data is on page 22. And so this report that they had, it actually disputed their own narrative. They were trying to argue that they tried to consistently say that there's some sort of routine healthcare provider. But I just read to you the decline in services that they have been performing. Remember when they lied about saying that they do mammograms? And then there was a study looking at all the clinics, and it was discovered not a single clinic actually had a mammography machine. They were claiming that their referrals to go to somewhere else to get a mammogram was the same thing as providing a mammogram. They actually put that down as data. The CDC collects data on abortion rates from every state that reports, and the Guttmacher Institute that estimates annual abortions for the entire U.S. And from their own, and Guttmacher is not a right-leaning entity, by the way. While non-abortion services have tanked at Planned Parenthood, the abortions, well, that's where their money's coming in. They've increased. They said that the only category of services that actually significantly increased other than abortion procedures was sexually transmitted disease tests and treatments for STDs. That went up by 300,000. That's according to their own report. And so this is how they tally. When you ever hear Planned Parenthood say, well, it's only 3% of our services, that's a lie. If you have somebody that goes to a clinic and to get an abortion, and then when they're there, they get a pregnancy test, or they get, you know, a screening, or they get contraception, or they get, you know, an STI test, they count the abortion as 20% of the services that patient receives. And so it's fudgy math, I know. So they say, oh, well, actually, they came in for this other stuff. The abortion was just 20% of what that person received. That's like saying, because baseball stadiums sell more hot dogs and beer probably than there are games in the stadium. That's like saying, oh, the stadium's in the business of selling hot dogs and beer because we broke down our services per person. That's how they hide this. I mean, it's just, there's no reason why anyone needs to pay for this. There's no reason why people need to be taking hard-earned money from taxpayers across the country to pay for elective abortions. And you know what? If you want to send taxpayer money to centers, how about more money to the community health centers then? They offer better services. They actually perform mammograms because they have mammography machines. Men get a lot of different services, and they have services for children, and some of them even have dental. This is about subsidizing the abortion on demand. Really, they use it as like population control. They're subsidizing it. We should have, they have no business. Look, if people would be up in arms if we said that taxpayer dollars was going to go towards ammo or firearms, something that's actually in the Constitution. So why in the hell do any of these individuals think that they have a right to indignantly demand that everyone else subsidize something that is used 99% of the time, according to their own data, as elective procedures? It is absolutely ignorant and hateful. It's theft. You're robbing people. And so Joe Biden's all for this. He's all for it. He says, well, I can't support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code. Well, guess what, Slick? Those community health centers are in every damn zip code. Every bit of it. So he didn't move. He didn't budge when he flipped the first time and said, oh, I can't, I support it. All of them went after him. All of those Democrats went after him. Bernie Sanders, what's his face? Pete Buttigieg, Beto, all those fools went after him. Kamala Harris went after him. And Elizabeth Warren went after him. And so he had to bend a knee to it. That's why his campaign is in trouble. And in 24 hours, because they went after him, he then turned around and blamed it on Republicans. He should be blaming it on Democrats and their extreme agenda, because that's what this is. It makes me really angry. How many of y'all pinch and scrape and you save your money? How many of y'all are thinking about, you got trade school, tech school, or college to pay for? How many of you just have bills to pay? And you have taxpayer dollars going to fund these entities that provide elective abortions on demand. And you have politicians now saying that, shame on you if you won't let them take your money for it. Man, his campaign's in trouble. The deplatforming war is continuing. I told you a little bit earlier how MIT reported it, and so actually did, I think this is Mediaite that reported how YouTube is now removing a number of videos on Nazi history as part of its hate speech crackdown. And teachers are mad because they're saying this, we literally use this as material for our classroom to teach about the horrors of Nazism and socialism and fascism. And they were, they were put up, even it wasn't anything glorifying it. The accounts that they've frozen and the content that they've deleted were simply showing it in a historical context. And they would get into the history of it, how it got that far, et cetera. Well, teachers are mad. In fact, Scott Alsup, he's the first teacher that spoke out about it. He's in Romania. He runs an educational site. He spoke to The Guardian, a British paper. He says, this is vital that YouTube work to undo the damage caused by their indiscriminate implementation as soon as possible. He said, access to important material, education materials, is being denied wholesale. And the another UK-based teacher had old Nazi documentary footage removed from YouTube. He said that this impacts my syllabus material. He said that, when you study history, he says, when you study history, in particular, you study also Hitler. These horrible issues have dominated history curriculum. It's historical. And they're right. But see, now, apparently, even acknowledging that it exists or looking at it to learn from it is condoning and endorsing hate. That's YouTube's stance. They will delete videos that are critical of illegal immigration. That is now in their rules. It's published on their terms and conditions, their terms of service. It's published in there now. If you are critical of someone's quote-unquote immigration status and you're critical of illegal immigration, your content will not be deleted because that is considered hate speech. This is why I hate the term hate speech, because it can be arbitrarily defined by anyone. If you're critical of someone for violating law, then this is, this is insane. Absolutely insane. We have more to touch on, and coming up next hour, I'll be opening up some phone lines. A couple of quick things that we're going to get into. Anger sells, but how long can it last? I read this article last night. It was very interesting. We're going to talk more about the deplatforming war, because Media Matters now got Bayer Aspirin to drop their ads from two Fox News shows. We'll have that. Why social media censorship is so hard to stop. State party chairs to Democrats are begging them, don't swing too far left in 2020 news. And we're going to get into some other social justice warrior stuff, as well as who is in and who is out of the first Democratic debates. We have that too. And so many other things to touch on. Oh, and an amazing story about Scotty from Star Trek, the actor. This was fantastic. I never knew any of this stuff about him. It is a really cool story. In the meantime, CarShield is a program you really need to check into if you haven't yet already, because it's extended vehicle service protection for your car. When it comes to repairs for your vehicle, cars today are made with a lot more technology and a lot more computerization than they were obviously in the past. And that means that it's more expensive for a regular car repair because you have a lot of stuff going on. CarShield, however, makes that process easy for a covered repair. Take it to your favorite mechanic, somebody you trust, or the dealership. It's your choice. They will reimburse them. And all the while, you get 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car until yours is out of the shop. So if your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean that you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield's administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs and get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Call their new toll-free number, 800-CAR-6000, mention code Dana, or visit carshield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. 800-CAR-6000, mention code Dana. A deductible may apply.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Tulsa Tough is ready to roll this weekend.
Two.
Sinkholes are the latest problem associated with the flooding in Tulsa.
One.
And our top story on the KRMG Evening News with Dick Lofton. We have some rain moving through the Tulsa area now, but a nice weekend and cooler weather is ahead. An update at 7, back to the Dana Show in 4 minutes. Cloudy skies, some rain moving through, 86 degrees at 651 on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Never miss another moment. Listen to KRMG anywhere in the world with the KRMG app.
It makes it a lot easier for me to listen to the radio on the go.
I listen to that all the time.
It's a free download for Apple and Android users.
I enjoy getting my news that way.
Listen often and stay a while. This is where Tulsa turns first. News 102.3 KRMG.
Hey, it's Rick Corey from my Subaru family in Broken Arrow. Now, you know I drive a 2019 Subaru Outback from Ferguson, and I absolutely love it for a lot of reasons. The safety features are a big deal for me, but also the symmetrical all-wheel drive system. It's what separates Subaru from all other import brands on the market. So what is symmetrical all-wheel drive? Well, it's a balanced all-wheel drive system that maximizes traction no matter the road conditions, wet or dry. And right now at Ferguson Subaru, you can get as low as 0% financing for up to 72 months on select 2019 Outbacks just like mine. And at Ferguson, all Subaru Outbacks come standard equipped, which means you do not pay extra for that legendary road gripping symmetrical all-wheel drive, only found on a Subaru. No other car on the planet has it. So take a test drive today, experience the Subaru difference like I have, and get treated like family at Ferguson. Ferguson Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the VA at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro, or find us at FergusonSubaru.com.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. A partner men can count on. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Cordell & Cordell. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
You're bombarded with information every day, but Fox 23 News at 9 and 10 help you make sense of it all.
Fox 23 digs into major local stories so you'll understand the newest developments and how they could affect your family.
You'll get an accurate weather forecast from the Fox 23 Severe Weather Team to help you plan your week and alert you to severe weather threats that could put your family at risk.
Finish your day better prepared for the next. Watch Fox 23 News at 9 and 10.
Covering news that matters.
Here's 25 reasons to join 10 Gym for only 25 cents. Number one, no hassle enrollment at any 10 Gym or online at 10gym.com. Fun, non-intimidating atmosphere where you don't have to be in shape to get in shape. Whoops, not enough time for all our great amenities. Join 10 Gym or 10gym.com. Only 25 cents. That's right, just a quarter with memberships as low as $10 month to month, no contract. Simply go to 10gym.com. Offer ends this Sunday.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Ever wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha ha, I got it! I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com to try for free.
What does building a better bank look like?
It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
France. Sitting there at the American Cemetery. All the white crosses behind them. Oh my gosh. Right now, by the way, the media is... Can I just tell you one of the top headlines right now? That because every now and then it refreshes and there's new trends for the hour. This is literally their top headline. Trump's signature at top of D-Day proclamation raises eyebrows. So there's this proclamation commemorating the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And it's all of these world leaders signed at the bottom. And there's also this big red seal. Well, apparently he was like one of the last people to sign it. And there was no more room. So he signed his name at the top. And now everyone is saying that this is how it's raising eyebrows. They're trying to intimate that look at this braggart signing his name at the top. They're going at him for it. It couldn't have been because there was no room. You know what? And people tried to go at me because I'm critical of so many in the press. You all can sit down. All of my criticisms are deserved of the press. Unbelievable. It just amazes me. So it just amazes me. So coming up in our second hour, it's Open Line Friday, and we're going to be opening up phone lines. 844-344-DANA. And talking about things that we've been hitting all of this week. So make sure that's, just things that all the topics that we've been hitting this week. And of course, obviously this ridiculous stuff that we're talking about today, and then later on, we're going to have a mailbag of hate. And then I have a really good Florida person for you, Florida man for you. And I got a Florida gator as well, cause this gator I would have gotten mad at. Some of the other things we're also going to touch on. The tariffs with Mexico. Mexico looks like it's going to make concessions now to avoid those tariffs. We'll have that. We got some 2020 stuff. Apparently, Beto and Pete Buttigieg met in an airport. Two whitest dudes ever. We'll have that and so much more. Stay with us.
This is Chuck Bigby, owner of Woodland Sports, wishing you a happy Father's Day. We are having a special sale on handguns and rifles in stock, 15% off our regular low prices. Come see our friendly and knowledgeable staff for selecting the right item for your Father's Day gift. Come see us at the northwest corner of 91st and Sheridan, or give us a call at 918-392-4700, and have a happy Father's Day.
Napa know-how.
Napa Auto Parts is giving you the chance to win some exciting prizes this year, including a 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4. Before you can hit the trails, first you need to visit NapaJeepGiveaway.com to register for your chance to win. To help get set with an incredible deal, Napa is offering a 26-piece screwdriver set for only $14.99. Hurry, supplies are limited. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa. Fox News is next on News 102.3 KRMG,
a Cox Media Group station.
This is News 102.3 KRMG,
where Tulsa turns first.
For breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic.
Live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
At 7 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy. Still some light rain here and there. 73 degrees in Tulsa from the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. I'm Steve Berg with team coverage of our top story. It's the weekend, so we check the weekend weather. Here's Fox 23 and KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
After a few more isolated showers, just a couple of storms into the the forecast for this evening. We'll be drying things on out for the most part into this weekend. It should be beautiful, including for all your Tulsa Tough plans. We'll keep things mostly sunny for our Saturday. Daytime highs into the upper 80s. Pretty much same deal on into our Sunday with a few more clouds and a slight chance for a few showers as we go on into the evening hours of our Sunday.
Now, be sure to download the KRMG app to receive weather alerts in your area right on your phone. And be sure to customize the KRMG app to your liking. You can choose which kinds of weather alerts and which counties you want to see. There's some concern that sinkholes could form under some Tulsa streets near the Arkansas River after the flood.
What we've seen is some of either the water, sewer, underground infrastructure, or whatever was there historically has weakened.
City engineer Paul Zachary saying the crews are checking underground utilities in high-risk areas to make sure that everything remains structurally sound. So far, the only sinkholes that have formed were along the river trail, not on city streets. Tulsa Tough continues this week as originally planned.
Less than 2 weeks after severe flooding and coming off yet another day of heavy rainfall and initially changing the race routes, as of now, the 14th annual St. Francis Tulsa Tough is reverting to its original plan. The Fondo routes, the race routes, and the Towny Rides, as well as the new Red Bull Last Stand race, will all take place in their original routes, which you can see in complete detail at TulsaTough.com. Ben Morgan, News 102.3 KRMG.
President Trump returns to the U.S., still holding out the possibility of imposing tariffs on Mexico next week.
I'm Jimmy Dupree in Washington. Returning from his European trip, President Trump tweeted from Air Force One that there is a, quote, good chance of a deal with Mexico related to illegal immigration. The president has said he'll put a 5% tariff on all imported goods from Mexico starting Monday unless the Mexicans do more about the border.
You can read more on Jamie's blog at KRMG.com and the KRMG app. Well, in case you missed it, the KRMG Morning News went in-depth today with Tulsa World Restaurant critic Scott Cherry. He gave us a little insight on how he reviews each place he goes to.
The main thing I try to do is for people who've never been there, just give them a feel of what it might be like when they go. Kind of what the atmosphere is, probably what kind of price point they're looking at, kind of what the food's like, kind of a general overview.
And if you missed it, you can hear it on the KRMG Morning News podcast at KRMG.com or the KRMG app. KRMG News, time is 7:03. We'll check the forecast in 2 minutes.
Tulsa's only station with weather and traffic updates together.
Every 6 minutes.
For your drive to work.
Sunshine today, and that's going to push temperatures right back up 10 degrees above average for this time of year.
Southbound 169 Union, stay to the left. That crash is just before the 11th Street exit. It's in one of the center lanes.
Weekdays 5 to 9 on the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter.
News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
June is Men's Health Month, and Universal Men's Clinic wants men to be aware of their testosterone levels. If you think you have low testosterone, get your levels checked. For a free evaluation, contact Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000 or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Here's 25 reasons to join 10 Gym for only 25 cents. Number 1. No hassle enrollment at any 10 Gym or online at 10gym.com. Fun, non-intimidating atmosphere where you don't have to be in shape to get in shape. Whoops. Not enough time for all our great amenities. Join 10 Gym or 10gym.com. Only 25 cents. That's right, just a quarter with memberships as low as $10 month to month, no contract. Simply go to 10gym.com. Offer ends this Sunday.
Hello, Tulsa. It's Dana Lash. I want to tell you about a store in town that's disrupting the market in a good way. That store is Action Arms. Action Arms is a full-service NFA retailer with the latest products and hard-to-find items like that SIG 365 that I love so much. Prices are competitive and the staff is knowledgeable. Whether you're a first-time gun buyer or an experienced firearm owner like me, go and see Darren and Dalton at Action Arms. Find them on Facebook or stop by their Mingo location just south of 51st Street. Owning a gun is your right, and when you buy a gun, make sure you make the right choice. Visit Action Arms.
Hey, darling, it's Kelly over here at Tulsa, New Holland. I've been trying to reach George. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's probably got his music turned up too loud.
Well, I wanted to tell him to get out here because I've got a great inventory of Mahindra tractors and accessories. I've even got a few 2018s left, and I'm really making deals. I got a Mahindra 2638, 38 horsepower, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission with a loader for only $19,999. That's almost $8,000 off MSRP. I've only got four of them, so he needs to hurry up and get out here. And you know, darling,
I know, Mahindra's the toughest tractor on earth with the industry's best limited powertrain warranty, and Mahindra's the number one selling farm tractor in the world, too. probably thanks to George.
And because you guys are in the Tulsa New Holland family, you'll be treated like family.
Welcome to the Tulsa New Holland family!
What in Sam Blazes was that, Kelly?
Not sure, darling. Every time somebody mentions the word family, they all come running out and they break into that little song. It's a wonder they get anything done around here.
I'll bet.
In the forecast for tonight, it'll drop down to a low of 66 overnight. For tomorrow, sunny, a high of 88. Sunday, just a slight chance for rain or a storm, but not a big chance. High of 87 on Sunday. Monday, sunny, high of 80. Tuesday, sunny with a high of 80. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, some light rain. 73 in Tulsa. I'm Steve Berg, and News 102.3 KRMG.
I love Dana's personality. She's incredibly smart and honest.
She's very cool, very bold.
Dana does not shy away from the truth.
Now, The Dana Show with Dana Lash. Weeknights 6 to 8 on News 102.3 KRMG. Dana Show.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
If you knew the shows that I turned down in order to speak to you, you would be very impressed with yourself, Dana. That I can tell you.
Listen live around the world.
Are you a citizen or are you a subject? Because I'm a citizen, and I'll ask whatever question I want to whenever I want to. If you're a subject, you go on and you be a subject. I'm a citizen.
The Dana Show.
Well, we can never think that. We always have to be optimistic and positive because what they did was so monumental and enables us to have our debates and differences of opinion. But we do have to remember the values that freedom isn't free. So, and part of that freedom is who we are as Americans. And who we are as Americans, no one said it better than Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan had the biggest voice for welcoming people to our country, and that we cannot close the door or else we won't be the country that leads the world.
Oh my gosh, Nancy Pelosi, ladies and gents, who is that if we close the door to immigrants, we're not going to be the country that leads the world. Who said we're closing the door? Can you people not be stupid for 5 seconds and conflate stuff? I'm really losing my patience because it's Friday at the end of the week and I've gone through all my patience reserves. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash at D Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Because asking people to come legally in is the same thing as closing the door, right? Is that how that works? That's dumb. What? How scientifically does that make any sense? Even semantically, how does that make any sense? That's what they're saying. Well, if you're expecting people to come here legally, you're closing the door on immigrants. What? So the argument then, your presupposition rests on the premise that your argument is that no one comes in legally? What? That makes no sense. I feel whenever I hear her make an argument, it almost feels like I'm inebriated, and I'm not. But it's like the same thing. If you just you could just listen to her. Golly. So the situation where it concerns Mexico and the tariffs, I'm not a tariff fan. But at the same time, if you can use it as a tactic, at least rhetorically, and get people and get this and get them to step up to their responsibilities, okay, I'll sit back and I'll watch a little bit and see how it happens. But I'm not I'm a free market person. But I think also when you say that, in order for that to work, other people have to be free market people too. You know, other countries also have to be free market. You can't have everyone else levying tariffs and et cetera on you, not them, and call that free market. Apparently, it's only the free market if the United States does whatever is most disadvantageous to them. That doesn't really fly. So the Mexican government now they're reportedly offering a bunch of immigration-related concessions via the Daily Caller to get the Trump administration to walk back that imposition of tariffs on exports. So they have negotiators with Mexico that are offering to deploy thousands of National Guard troops to its border with Guatemala and enact sweeping changes to its asylum laws. Because if these individuals are coming up from other countries in South America and if they're coming from Venezuela, if they're coming from Guatemala, elsewhere in Central and South America, then why don't if you cross into Mexico, seek asylum there? And also, apparently, one Border Patrol agent was saying that of the individuals that they have in their detention center, because you can't just let people who enter illegally just run around everywhere with no documentation. Every country has laws. No other country on earth does that. Why in the ever-loving hell should the United States be the only one expected to? But they said that only 8% of the people in holding are even claiming asylum. So that argument isn't really flying. She gave an interview about it on Fox News this morning. And so if you only have 8 people that are even in holding that are claiming asylum, and if asylum is the thing, well, why then aren't people just stopping in Mexico and saying, okay, we want asylum? Because they're coming all the way through Mexico to the United States. And one doesn't even need to come to the United States border to seek asylum either. So Mexico is looking to enact sweeping changes to these laws to prevent these Central and South Americans from illegally entering the United States. And so there's a June 10th deadline for the Mexican government to demonstrate that it would do more to stem illegal immigration from its country. Otherwise, they get a 5% tariff on all goods. So that immediately brought Mexican delegations to the negotiating table in D.C. And they have been negotiating all of this week, and they're expected to continue. Now, apparently, there were two officials who spoke with the Washington Post, and they said that one of the things that had been offered up was sending 6,000 National Guard troops to the southern border with Guatemala. That's the big choke point for people from Central and South America coming into this northward trek towards the United States. And they think that that's going to immediately yield results in terms of the number of people that are coming through. They also said, Mexican negotiators also said that they would revamp their asylum rules in the region so that Central Americans seeking asylum would have to remain in the first country they entered after leaving their homeland. So Guatemalans, if they're coming in and they're claiming that they're seeking asylum, they go into Mexico, they would have to, you would have to remain in that country. You can't just keep on going. And then the U.S. would be able to deport El Salvadorian and Honduran applicants to Guatemala. That's the first country that they would have presumably crossed. So it's all still underway, and I think that that's a good step. That's further than any other administration has been able to get. Now, the tariffs, Trump said, they would increase by increments of 5% every month, reaching a maximum of 25% by October. And then you have all of the media saying, well, this is going to be disastrous. It's going to be disastrous for Americans, and it's completely nasty, and they've been going on and on. There've been headlines. Oh, this is just going to make it worse. And where did I read this? This was over at Time Magazine. They said, the tariffs are going to push the already stagnant Mexican economy into a recession, and that's just going to send a new wave of migrants north. Okay. Every choice is always going to have a consequence. There's not a choice that doesn't. You have to weigh it out. That's part of making decisions as a leader. But I don't think Mexico wants their economy to go to the toilet any more than anyone else does to send a deluge of immigrants to the southern border. But it looks like that bet is paying off, because now, it's coming because the president's saying, look, I'm going to choke you out economically. I'm going to choke you out economically if you don't do this. Well, the tariffs got their attention. So this is actually a pretty significant shift in policy for Mexico. One of the other things that not all in the administration, I think this is probably being brought up to him in terms of how to enforce better at the border, because I had a story from yesterday that I ran out of time getting into. So a number of military and National Guard that are at the southern border, because you know that they are, by law, they're not allowed to enforce immigration law. They're not allowed to apprehend or detain. Even if they're illegal immigrants hopping over the fence right in front of them, they are barred from doing that. The way that And I've heard a couple of the legal arguments to get around it is, if you reclassify drug cartels as terrorists, and then drug cartels, we know for fact, have been aiding and really directing the illegal border crossing, then they could get more involved and detain and apprehend. But I think that would have to, in order for that declaration or that change to be made, you would have to have the House sign on to that. And that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen at all. You could sit here and talk about it, and I could waste my energy and my time and attention talking about something that is not going to happen. Because that's just that. That's the and I think you would get some Republicans, some rather weaker Republicans that would not sign on to that as well. So very, very, very. I mean, just it's very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. So, and we got anyway. We got a lot of other things to get into, including coming up. We have, well, I got some quick five, 844-344-DANA on the topics that we've been talking about. Open phone lines. And then the deplatforming war continues. So Media Matters somehow convinced Bayer Aspirant Media Matters, the entity of George Soros sycophants. It's founded and funded by Soros. Well, it's also founded by Hillary Clinton and certain Democrats. It's the activist. It's the militant arm of the DNC. They got Bayer Aspirin to drop two Fox shows. And we're going to get into just some of the... It's a big tech battle. And I also want to have... There's been a huge debate on the right going on for the past week. I think it's been going on all week now. As to... And I've even seen some of my evangelical conservative pundit friends flirting with this idea. And they're saying in order to successfully fight back, you have to fight dirty. And I'm really at a, I'm really on the fence with this. If you would have asked me this 5 years ago, I would have said, oh, heck yeah. If you would have asked me 10 years ago, I was already the one fighting dirty. So I don't know how I feel about this. Is that the only option? What are the options for fighting back against the progressive left that, and I understand the argument, they are using the temperament of conservatives and the unwillingness of conservatives to call for instance, Congress to fully regulate social media platforms because they respect the right of private entities to run their businesses how they see fit. They don't want to get involved in silly semantic wars like that. But they're using also the unwillingness of conservatives to organize and you know, honestly get incredibly aggressive. They're using that as a tactic against conservatism. And I do agree with that. I do agree with that assertion. But when I hear the phrase conservatives have to fight dirty in order to push back, define dirty. Define that. I mean, how? Do we have to compromise and start thinking? Do we, because the if you have to become a progressive to fight progressives, then you just become one of them and you've lost. So I want to, that I've been rolling that around in my head all evening because I read a piece from a friend of mine just yet last night at some point. Also, and we're going to, like I said, on the deplatforming issue, Twitter apparently, first off, Twitter says videos of me are sensitive in nature and they censor them. And my friend John Rich, his song, which is the number one song right now in country music, and the 100% of the proceeds go to Folds of Honor, Twitter is now censoring that, saying that it's potentially harmful. I am just absolutely just ridiculously done with this stuff. So we're going to have this conversation coming up as well. And we'll also have Florida Man. I have an epic Florida Man for you. We'll get into that and so much more. In the meantime, what holster someone wears is a pretty sensitive, well, not sensitive. I mean, people talk about it all the time, but it's a very personal choice because everybody has a different way of carrying. And everyone has a different body type. You know, for instance, dudes carry way differently than women do. Women have to have something that's way slimmer profile. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who is in personal security, and she was saying that when she, you know, she carries 9mm, double stack, etc., she has to wear bigger clothes to conceal it better, etc. One of the things that I like about Vetter holsters is that they're really attentive to that. They try to make it the slimmest profile as possible because some holsters, let's be real, material are kind of bulky. I also like the fact that all of the edges, everything's rounded. It's all absolutely customized and designed to fit you as comfortably as possible. Everything is handcrafted and designed right here in the United States, and you can have it customized to the max. It, adjustable ride height. You can have adjustable retention, forward and adjustable forward and reverse, so you can wear your firearm in a multitude of positions. And I just love the quality as well. So today's the last day to take advantage of the 10% off site-wide at vederholsters.com, V-E-D-D-E-R, using code Dana. And if you've been waiting, you got to do it today. It's done today. And for Father's Day, you get 20% off their awesome Cobra gun belts. I have one this week. You use code DAD19. Both of these discounts end today. So use code Dana to get 10% off site-wide, or use code DAD19 for 20% off your Cobra belts. Visit vederholsters.com/Dana, 10% off site-wide. Get the 20% off the Cobra belts with code DAD19. And all of this is proudly made in America. vederholsters.com/Dana. I've had my pillow now for 4 years. And before I got my first my pillow, I had problems staying asleep. I'd wake up with either a sore neck or my pillow was just not comfortable enough. And I just needed to fix it, or I needed to nap even after a full night's sleep. But today with my pillow, I feel like I fall asleep so much faster and I sleep soundly. So for me, it's not about how much time you're sleeping. It's about that quality of sleep. My pillows are made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered to my listeners. It's only available, though, at MyPillow.com when you use promo code Dana. That's 2 premium My Pillows for $69.98 with promo code Dana. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-983-4975. And if you hurry, they'll even ship them for free. Call 800-983-4975 or visit MyPillow.com, promo code Dana.
Hear news, weather, and traffic
on demand
on KRMG.com.
When local teenagers battle cancer, a northeastern Oklahoman meets trauma head-on, or a tiny Tulsan tackles a big health problem, Oklahoma Blood Institute donors save their lives. Our state's nonprofit blood center, Oklahoma Blood Institute, has only one mission: saving local lives. And with just 1 hour, your blood donation with Oklahoma Blood Institute can bring hope and life to a family in your hometown.
Oklahoma Blood Institute at OBI.org.
Yelp Cleaners is celebrating 75 years as Tulsa's favorite dry cleaner, and we are so blessed by your loyal support. Hello, I'm John Rothrock, president of Yelp Cleaners. From our founding, Yelp Cleaners has grown through 3 generations to the premier cleaner in this area. Our Yelp Cleaners team is the only dry cleaners offering same-day service, in by noon, ready by 5. We proudly deliver the best dry cleaning experience with covered in-car service, great money-saving coupons, and the Yelp Cleaners app featuring extra care. Our white hat is more than just a logo. For us, it means always doing the right thing for our customers, employees, and the community. That's why my dad, Bill Rothrock, started our Coats for Kids program. With your generous support, Yelp has proudly cleaned over 350,000 coats for our neighbors in need. Today, more than ever, it's important to stand out. So whether you've never been to the dry cleaner or you're a longtime loyal customer, trust the guys in the white hat to help you always look your best. This month, I have a special offer just for you. Text Yelp to 95920. That's Yelp to 95920 to claim your coupon today.
The good guys in the white hat, Yelp Cleaners.
I've had my pillow now for 4 years, and before I got my first my pillow, I had problems staying asleep. I'd wake up with either a sore neck, or my pillow was just not comfortable enough, and I just needed to fix it, or I needed to nap even after a full night's sleep. But today with my pillow, I feel like I fall asleep so much faster and I sleep soundly. So for me, it's not about how much time you're sleeping. It's about that quality of sleep. My pillows are made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered to my listeners. It's only available, though, at MyPillow.com when you use promo code Dana. That's 2 premium My Pillows for $69.98 with promo code Dana. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-983-4975. And if you hurry, they'll even ship them for free. Call 800-983-4975 or visit MyPillow.com, promo code Dana.
Ever wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha-ha, I got it. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com to try for free.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
When you get in your car, make sure you turn on Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station. KRMG has cameras locked on major roadways to provide you alternate routes during rush hour traffic every 6 minutes on the KRMG morning and evening news and all throughout the day.
Highway 75 northbound as you get into Tulsa Hills, speeds dropping right around 81st Street.
Slow some westbound I-44 at Highway 75 and eastbound at the 244 merge in East Tulsa.
News 102.3 KRMG is Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station. It's the Dana Show.
It's National Donut Day. And I love this song by Talk Talk. Gwen Stefani covered this. Actually, No Doubt did, but I love the Talk Talk version. Ooh, National Donut Day. I really would like a donut. I really want some. And I would like it if it delivered, like, right to me, physically to my hands. It would be amazing. Let's kick it into some headlines.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, two girls rescued after their inflatable swan they were on got swept out to sea. This is why you don't take floaties out to the ocean, ladies and gents. Yeah, the inflatable swan these two little girls were sitting on got blown all the heck out to sea. The kids were 7 and 9 years old. They were hanging on while their dad held tight to a line connected to the inflatable. But in the wind, he lost his grip on the line and the swan floated out. And yeah, they had to have a helicopter come out and everything. The girls clearly were obviously upset. This is why we don't take floaties into the ocean. Just saying, there's reasons why we got these rules. Because it's keeping people's... I mean, I guess you could if you want to, you know, go out to sea, but that'd be on you. Michael Bloomberg promises $500 million to help end coal. So he wants to not only end affordable energy, but your gun rights, too. Twitter suspends AOC office, the reincarnation of the previously banned Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez parody account. Even though Twitter has specifically told me before, other accounts, like in my name, that if you put parody in it, they're considered parodies. And Twitter has defended, even if they're heinous, Twitter has defended them to me. But apparently, going after Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or any progressive woman is just too far. A Colorado couple is now suing the Dominican resort where three Americans have died, saying that they woke up in a room reeking of chemicals, covered in sweat, dizzy, and with stomach cramps. Three Americans so far have died, and then two of them, I think, were at the same... They were all at the same resort, apparently. The Bahia Principe in La Romana. There was a previous couple, an earlier couple, who had respiratory failure and pulmonary edema. And some doctors are saying that it looks as though it could be pesticide related, because some of the pesticides that are used they're heavily regulated in the United States, but not in places like Dominican Republic. The investigation is ongoing, but they're doing further tests. We have a lot more coming up. 844-344-DANA. For all of my listeners who care deeply about our military men and women, I want to tell you about one of my favorite charities, the Purple Heart Foundation. I hold them very close to my heart because they understand the challenges that our veterans face when returning home from serving. Last year alone, the Purple Heart Foundation helped over 19,000 veterans get $200 million in benefits. With your continued support, the Purple Heart Foundation can keep providing educational scholarships, the National Service Officer Program, funding for PTSD research, and much more. This is why I choose the Purple Heart Foundation. We owe it to our heroes to lend a helping hand. The easiest and fastest way to help is by donating to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Join me in supporting our vets and their families in this daily battle. Together, we can honor their sacrifice. Just visit purpleheartfoundation.org/donate. That's purpleheartfoundation.org/donate. I believe in the Purple Heart Foundation, and you can too. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org/donate and tell them that Dana said.
This is News 1023 KRMG,
where Tulsa turns first.
For breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic,
live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
At 7:30, we have 75 degrees in Tulsa, live from the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. I'm Mike Downing with team coverage of our top stories. Tough times for people who live in the flooded Town and Country neighborhood in Sand Springs. Robin O'Hara says she and her neighbors need all the help they can get right now.
Because there are a lot of people here that don't have insurance, but then we've got people like our next-door neighbor who's on disability. We've got some single moms in the neighborhood and just people who they can't pay for someone.
She says she also doesn't have flood insurance. She says she'll have to pay for dehumidifiers because the house has to be dried out before they can even start repairs. And she says they might not even be able to rent them until next week. Now that Tulsa Tough has returned to its original game plan, you'll need to watch out for those road closures.
On Friday, the McNelly's Group Blue Dome Criterium starts and finishes at 3rd Street and Elgin Avenue. On Saturday, it's the Grand Fondo and Vast Bank Ace Challenge, which starts and ends at John Hope Franklin Boulevard and Elgin Avenue, along with the Red Bull Last Stand, which is taking place on MB Brady Street and Boston Avenue. And Sunday, the Grand Fondo and Double Tough Challenge will go through Gilcrease Hills and Skytook Lake on two different routes. It's a bit complicated, but you can see a full list of road closures by checking out the map at KRMG.com. Ben Morgan, News 1023 KRMG.
We'll see a couple more pop-up showers or storms possible this evening across Green Country, but after sunset, those all should be falling apart, and we'll keep things mostly dry as we move on into the rest of the weekend. Mostly sunny for our Saturday, daytime highs on the warmer side, too, back into the upper 80s. For Sunday, just as warm, a few more clouds, and just a slim chance for a few showers into Sunday evening, then dry and cooler into next week with highs near 80. I'm Fox 23 and News 1023 KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
75 in Tulsa, I'm Mike Downing. News 1023 and AM 740 KRMG.
Avoid traffic slowdowns, construction delays, and road closures. Download the KRMG app.
Powered by Ferguson Subaru of Broken Arrow.
Turn on our app alerts and join thousands of listeners that receive free red alert traffic advisories to help keep you out of traffic jams. And remember, when you're in your car, hear Tulsa's team of traffic experts every 6 minutes on the KRMG morning and evening news.
Four vehicles involved in a crash right there at the expressway.
Car hit a light pole, bringing it down across the highway.
Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station.
News 1023 and AM 740 KRMG.
Jim Norton Toyota sells more pre-owned vehicles than any dealer in Oklahoma, and we've been doing it for years. No secret formula. Jim Norton Toyota only stocks the best pre-owned vehicles. And we stock a bunch. Hey, look, Jim Norton stocks a huge selection of barely driven, certified pre-owned Toyotas, and they're guaranteed to look and perform like brand new. And Jim Norton Toyota stands behind them like they're brand spanking new. But you're paying a mere fraction of the new car cost. And many of these Toyotas come from our Toyota Rent-A-Car program. So you can try before you buy. Starting as low as $24.99 a day. You just pick the one you want and you can experience Toyota's quality and reliability for yourself. Then, after just a few miles, you can buy one of our rental units and save more than a few thousand dollars. It's that simple. So log on JimNortonToyota.com for all the details. Then come see us. Jim Norton Toyota, 9809 South Memorial. Plus tax title and license, a dock fee of $349. Example vehicle, 2010 Ford Edge SEO wagon stock. Number 798-64A, selling price $99.77. See dealer details.
Summertime savings on men's fashions at the Pinpoint Resource. Hey guys, whether you're looking for dress or casual, David Bijwani and his staff have the store stocked full of the latest men's fashions for summer. And you're going to save a ton too, 20 to 50% off, and that terrific personal service at the Pinpoint Resource that guys rave about. Men's summer suits in modern and slim fit styles, beautiful patterns and colors, and comfortable summer material. Also, men's summer weight sport coats you need to check out. And don't forget, David stocks big and tall sizes, too. All 20 to 50% off at the Pinpoint Resource. Men's shorts, casual shirts, polos and tees, and summer footwear and accessories for by the pool, the office, or a night out. David has the summer fashions just for you guys. So time to check out 20 to 50% off summertime savings at the store where it doesn't cost you a lot to look your best at the Pinpoint Resource. Open 7 days a week inside the Big Red Barn at the farm at 51st and Sheridan.
Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic is on 102.3 KRMG. Find us on the iHeartRadio app. Listen for the latest breaking news, severe weather, and team coverage of Tulsa traffic. Plus, we're all news in the morning. And when we're not doing the news, we're always talking about the news. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everywhere you go. Listen using the iHeartRadio app for iPhone and Android. Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic is News 102.3 KRMG. America.
This portion of the Dana Show is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms, they invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
Look, this was a tough personal decision for him, but the substantive explanation is that the moment that we're in now is a dramatically different one.
Did he speak to advocates?
And
how did he do it? Did someone give him evidence? What kind of evidence? Did he speak to advocates? Did he speak to women? What was the impetus? What was the inflection point that changed his mind?
Well, look, but wait, I think the other thing that's getting lost here is that he has been an advocate for women's choice for his entire career. I mean, look, in the last 50 years, Democrats have successfully kept one Republican Supreme Court justice nominee off the court. That was Robert Bork. And who led that fight? That was Joe Biden. And that was a fight about choice. That was
We're talking about the Hyde Amendment.
I think to suggest that this is somehow out of step or out of sync with the way that he's viewed this issue is actually not true. I mean, this is an issue for him
But changing from Wednesday to Thursday. Explain to us how this happened, because did he to an advocate? What was the thing that changed his mind?
You've heard him say. He said last night he is looking, as he's thinking about his health care plan, which he'll roll out in the coming weeks, and he's thinking about access, and he's thinking about how we ensure that in a moment when choice is under fire, when, you know, Republican-led state legislatures are coming after choice, how do we make sure that every woman who needs access to health care gets it? That's going to be a piece of his plan.
No, that's just bad. It's bad, though. That's his comms director falling all over the place trying to defend him on the flip-flop of the Hyde Amendment. Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. It's so bad. So bad. Yeah, I don't know how he's... And see, here's the thing. Do you think that his base is going to take him seriously on this? Mm-mm. Yeah, he is... he's really... in trouble right now. He's in trouble right now. So the first of the Democrat debates, and then we're going to get into some speech stuff. Who is in and who is out? Because the first one, they're June 26th and 27th. Those are the first debates. Can you believe this? Like a full over a year out. And they have until June 12th to cross one of two to get one of two requirements done to qualify for these primary debates, because they have 20 slots. 13 of the 20 slots that are available are set. They're filled from candidates who met the thresholds, one of the two, or some in some cases both. So those thresholds, you have to either pull at 1% or you have to raise X amount of dollars from a certain number of donors showing that you have a lot of people supporting you. So Montana Governor Steve Bullock is out, and he's not going to go any further. I think these people just jump in at this point to just kind of increase attention on the media attention. So he's out. You have to have 1% in three different polls that are DNC approved. So 1% in three polls approved by the DNC, or you have to have donations from 65,000 people. 200 must be in 20 different states. So there's only been 13 candidates so far that have met, and they're like, again, they're 20 slots. So the 13 candidates who made it: Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, which surprised me, Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar, and also surprising me, Julian Castro. So the other ones, one of the Tulsi Gabbard and Jay Inslee have also, and Andrew Yang have also made it. And then some chick who's a spiritual self-help book person, I don't even know, I've never heard of her until like right now. And then after that, you have Michael, the ones that are not, it's a little bit, after those 13, it's a little bit weirder because some have hit the polling threshold, but they don't have the money. They haven't hit that financial threshold. And that's Bennett, de Blasio, John Delaney, Kirsten Gillibrand, John Hickenlooper, Tim Ryan, and Eric Swalwell, who finally polled 1% and something. And the rest of them don't even make it. So that's where we are. Gosh, this is going to, you know how annoying the primary debates are going to be? Oh my gosh. It's going to be a game of who can outwoke the other one. It's a woke off. It's not even going to be a Democrat primary. It's going to be a woke off. You just got served. Woke off. So that's how it's going to be. I'm going to watch it because I love watching awkward, insane things. And it's going to be both awkward and completely also insane. So, of course, I'm watching this. It's going to be so weird. Ooh. And this, so that's who's in and who's out. It'll also be interesting to see, because you're going to have some of the front runners start to emerge from that group after this, I think after this first one. So I'm super stoked about that. I'm super stoked about that. So with continuing with the deplatforming fight regarding social media and YouTube, and because YouTube apparently is now deplatforming just like they've demonetized a bunch of conservatives. They deplatformed some have been deplatformed by Twitter. Twitter thinks any video of me is sensitive. Videos of me apparently are sensitive content, which I am really surprised about. I'm really surprised at that. Not only that, but John Rich, my friend John Rich, he's got a new song out. It's, what is it called? What is this? The political shut up song. But 100% of the proceeds benefit Folds of Honor. I mean, it's an awesome thing that he's doing. And so he had put Twitter on blast, and he said that his song, Shut Up About Politics, is harmful and in violation of their terms. So my video is just sensitive material. They say the Shut Up About Politics song, and he's shared a screen cap of how his video has been censored, corporately censored. And it said, this link may be unsafe. The link you were trying to access has been identified by Twitter or our partners as being potentially harmful or associated with the violation of Twitter's terms of service. So, and he's like, how in the world is that? He goes, 100% of the proceeds go to Folds of Honor. And that's awesome. That provides scholarships to the spouses of Children of the Fallen service members. It's an amazing, it's a fantastic organization. And I am really surprised at this. So he's asking, like, what is happening now? Vox, which started all of this with their former Media Matters, Carlos Massa, their columnist that decided to go off and try to get people deplatformed. That Vox.com wrote this stupid editorial where they're basically calling for corporate censorship. And so now this has raised a big conversation on the right as to how to go about all of this. And so there are some people who say, you know, even if you are conservative, you don't have an obligation to defend this speech. Free speech is about more than owning the libs. That's the Bulwark, which is the Bulwark is a site that was started to try to be influential, because the individuals that started it have never, out of spite, they never came around to the administration even after the election. I feel like I have to explain this because there's not to get in the weeds with it. But these are individuals who, and I know them. Some of them I do not like because I think they've taken their contrarianism too far. And I've told you before, Rick Perry was my guy during the primary because I always, and stuff like that, if there's not an incumbent, I go for a governor. Every time I go for a governor because I just think that they are the best suited to handle that workload from what they have done previously in their position as a governor. And then after the general election, I mean, I wasn't going to go for Hillary Clinton, obviously. I mean, of course, I voted for Trump because I was not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But he wasn't my pick in the primary. And that's okay because everybody has different picks in the primary. You always want to be wrong in a good way. And I'm happy with the stuff that he's done. That's why I voted the way that I did, because Hillary Clinton wasn't going to do stuff like this with lower taxes and getting better trade deals. So to that effect, the individuals that they did not like Trump, not because their opposition to him didn't center on, they were concerned that he maybe wasn't prepared to handle the job because he had never held elected office before, which I necessarily don't think that you obviously have to have. You know, I think that the business, his business acumen has helped greatly. But their objections were different from mine because I was like, I really like the guy. And then Rick Perry was out of the race and I was like, well, crap. But they doubled down out of spite because there are some people, like progressives, don't like to be told that they're wrong. Well, there's a version of a progressive on the right, and they don't like to be told that they're wrong. They don't like to be told that they can't have this way. And out of spite, they just doubled down. And then they found themselves in a weird position because then they kept at it, even when it was nonsensical. Like even when he was doing things that were great for the pro-life movement, they were still doubling. And that's what I don't understand. If you opposed him for principle, and then he's doing things that actually are for the advancement of life and the advancement of good economic prosperity, how are you still holding that position? Because your original complaint was that he wasn't going to do that. So how is that still your original position? I'm confused. But I think some people got themselves into a position where they began alienating everybody and they had nowhere else to go. So they had to create this website. So that gives you some insight into why they're saying what they're saying. So this was an editorial over there, and it said, well, it's easy to stick up for someone's right to say something, anything, but free speech is more than about owning the libs, which is a straw man because no one ever suggested that it was. And they had this big piece where they were talking about, if you consider yourself a decent person, how far are you willing to go to defend indecent behavior in the name of lib owning? The whole piece is entirely illogical, and it's a complete logical fallacy because it's a straw man. They're arguing that it's simply just about spiteful ownership of people with whom someone disagrees. And I completely disagree with that entirely. It's not that entirely. And also it presupposes that free speech is free speech so long as it is defined arbitrarily as decent. And the thing about free speech is that it's free speech regardless of whether something is decent, regardless of who it offends, regardless of who it is in support of. And that is the entire point that they are missing. So they're backing away more from the principles that they claim they supported. And they have done more to undermine that than the president has done to undermine those same principles that they claim to have one time supported. I mean, nobody has said that it's all about owning the libs. Now, granted, there are some people out there. Some of them, I think some people say stupid stuff. And I think sometimes they say stupid stuff because they want attention in a saturated field. Does that mean it's not free speech? Does that mean that you shouldn't, you can defend someone's right to say something even while you think what they said is stupid? And I guess that nuance is lost on some people. And I was surprised to see that nuance lost on the self-proclaimed intelligentsia of the right. It doesn't matter. No one gives a flying rat's backside if you think it's stupid. You either support speech and you believe speech should be free and open, or you don't. It's just that simple. And so I feel like that was sort of a coming out of sorts for that group. And that there's a new sort of Republicanism. It's watered down progressive Republicanism. And that seems to be what they're supporting. Because once you start drawing lines in the sand for speech beyond what is protected legally and what isn't, then I gotta call that into account, you know? We got to get moving. We got Florida Man coming up, and I know I'm probably going to come back to this because I am literally made of commentary on it. Kel-Tec is a great company that I love working with. It's a Florida-based company. They've been making one-of-a-kind, super innovative firearms right here in the US of A since 1995. It's super creative. If you've watched John Wick or if you've ever played Call of Duty or Black Ops, stuff like that, you're going to see some Kel-Tec firearms. Well, Black Ops anyway. You're going to see Kel-Tec firearms in there because their stuff is just cool. And all of this stuff, it's all about innovation and what works best for firearm owners. That's why, like, for instance, their KSG Tactical Shotgun Series, the newest one's KS7. All of that and like their CP33 and a bunch of other stuff, it's ambidextrous. So it's for right and left-handed individuals. Like for the KS7, they have the pump release that's right in front of the trigger guard. Easy release, cross-bolt safety, and all the shell ejection is down. It's downward shell ejection. So everything is out of your line of sight and away from your face and your body, which is just, I mean, that's just good design. You have to check out everything that Kel-Tec offers, including the PMR 30 pistol, the CMR 30, just the RDB series, the bullpup done right. Check out everything that they have at KelTecWeapons.com, KELTEC, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I saw this news story where burglars were asked how they broke into homes, and the one thing that every burglar did first was knock on the door. And if no one answered, they broke in. And that's what's great about those Blink XT2 cameras, because they detect motion. So when someone gets near your cameras, you get an alert on your Blink smartphone app with a video clip. Plus, the two-way talk feature lets you talk to whoever's there. From telling the delivery guy where to leave the package to saying hi to the kids at the door, with Blink cameras, it's like you're always home. They're wire-free, they set up in minutes, and they run on two lithium batteries that can last up to 2 years. And Blink XT2 cameras start under $100. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. Visit blinkprotect.com/Dana. blinkprotect.com/Dana. Blink XT2 cameras start under $100. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. blinkprotect.com/Dana. Blink cameras are available on Amazon and Best Buy. Blink is an Amazon company and works with Alexa. When it comes to costly car repairs, you need options. You can't sacrifice your family's safety on the road by bargain hunting for the best deal. That's why you need extended vehicle protection from CarShield. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership do the work. It's your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield's administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs and get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. That's 800-CAR-6000 and mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
We are Tulsa's severe weather station, News 102.3 KRMG.
You already know that Roto-Rooter has been Tulsa's leading drain care company for over 45 years by treating you fairly, getting your job done quickly, and getting it done right.
What you may not know is that we are your local full-service plumber as well. We can repair or replace any plumbing fixture, work on your gas, water, or sewer lines, service your septic or aerobic systems, and find leaks inside or outside. Our priority is to solve all your plumbing needs quickly, correctly, and at a fair price, so you can get back to your busy day knowing that your plumbing needs are taken care of.
Roto-Rooter will send you a picture of the plumber before he gets to your house, so you'll know who's going to show up at your door. Our plumbers are clean and uniformed and will treat your property with the respect it deserves.
So the next time you need a drain, septic, or plumbing service, go directly to the ones you know and trust. Call or search Roto-Rooter for any plumbing problem, or find us at rotorooterok.com.
Call Roto-Rooter.
Everybody's going to South Point. South Point Auto Mall. South Point Auto Mall.
wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha ha, I got it. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com to try for free.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Avoid traffic delays. Download the KRMG app. Powered by Ferguson Subaru of Broken Arrow. Turn on our app alerts and join tens of thousands of listeners that receive free red alert traffic advisories in real time to help keep you out of traffic jams.
On the BA and you're heading westbound, stay to the left as you're making that drive towards downtown.
And remember, when you're in your car, hear Tulsa's team of traffic experts every 6 minutes on the KRMG morning and evening news.
You want to get off of the BA before you run into that second crash. Need to get off of 169?
We are Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station. News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
Ooh, I've got some great Florida man stories. Let's kick it. Yeah.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
This is one of my favorite stories ever in the history of anything. I shared it actually on Twitter not long ago, but it's so good. A raccoon spotted hanging out of a car window on a Florida road. His name? Well, his name is Hank. Hank Williams is his name. They named it Hank, and he thinks he's a dog. He sits in the lap of his owner as she's driving, poking his head out of a car window just down in Florida. Apparently, he's been recorded a couple of times. He's got both of his little paws just hanging out the window. He's just chilling. But he's a Florida raccoon named Hank Williams. He was rescued when he was 2 weeks old after he fell out of a tree and was abandoned by his mother. And so she just says, the lady who owns him, it's illegal in Florida. And they say a permit is required for personal possession of raccoons. What if the raccoon just chose to stay with her, by the way? Anyway, the video is hysterical. It's too funny. All right, so I have more. I have some really are weird. I have a lot of animals today. So this one is about a Florida gator. A gator crashes Florida couple's picnic, gobbles down their guacamole. Now, see, I would have been mad over that. A Gainesville, Florida woman reported an alligator recently ruined what was supposed to be a romantic picnic with her fiancé at Lake Alice by running out of the water and gobbling down all the goods. First off, who in the hell has a picnic by a body of water in Florida? That's not the ocean. So they watched from a safe distance as the gator ate a block of cheese, salami, half a watermelon, grapes, and all of their guacamole. Forte, the woman, Taylor Forte, said that her fiance eventually scared him away, but the damage was done. That is hysterical. They were pretty excited in talking about it, too, which I mean, it is funny. Yeah, Florida raccoon Hank Williams and the Florida gator. There you go. Also, let's see here. This made me mad. Well, there are a couple that made me mad. Well, no, that's a different one. Let me pull this one up. Oh, no. This one's not. Hold up. I've got a million things in front of me. Steve said that he would totally do this. WFLA, this particular headline. Florida man used remote control device to cover his license plate and avoid paying tolls. You have to really be kind of crafty to do something like that, you know? I mean, that's a lot. Third hour, more hate. We have hate mail coming up. 844-344-DANA.
Yelp Cleaners is celebrating 75 years as Tulsa's favorite dry cleaner, and we are so blessed by your loyal support. Hello, I'm John Rothrock, president of Yelp Cleaners. From our founding, Yelp Cleaners has grown through three generations to the premier cleaner in this area. Our Yelp Cleaners team is the only dry cleaners offering same-day service, in by noon, ready by 5. We proudly deliver the best dry cleaning experience with covered in-car service, great money-saving coupons, and the Yelp Cleaners app featuring extra care. Our white hat is more than just a logo. For us, it means always doing the right thing for our customers, employees, and the community. That's why my dad, Bill Rothrock, started our Coach for Kids program. With your generous support, Yale has proudly cleaned donate over 350,000 coats for our neighbors in need. Today, more than ever, it's important to stand out. So whether you've never been to the dry cleaner or you're a longtime Lowell customer, trust the guys in the white hat to help you always look your best. This month, I have a special offer just for you. Text YELL to 95920. That's YELL to 95920 to claim your coupon today.